You must have heard about the news. Elon Musk has bought Twitter, what is known to be a $44 billion deal. So the first thing that I've understood about Elon Musk is that he is a revolutionary billionaire. What do I mean by revolutionary billionaire? Basically, if you look at most of the rich people in this world, there are very few or maybe handful who are filthy rich and at the same time they are willing to do some crazy stuff with their money. Elon Musk is one of that individual who has both the will as well as the genuine understanding of how to use his resources to get anything done in this world, which is of great value. And if you have read the news, you do know that the reason Elon Musk decided to buy Twitter, the reason he gave is that freedom of speech needs to be protected and it is vital for humanity. He's against any kind of censorship. Now, if you know anything about Twitter, it is widely known for promoting the leftist ideology. If I have to say this in the Indian context, you must have seen whenever there is any issue regarding Muslims in the country, it will start trending. And if at all the issue is about Hindus, it will hardly trend. Similarly, in terms of ideology, you will see a lot of content regarding feminism, modern scientific ideology, then LGBT, basically all Western philosophy that has emerged in the late 20th century. And these Western philosophies and ideologies are also the reason that has generated broad skepticism, subjectivism and relativism. Just to give you an example, today it is difficult to convince anyone even if you present your argument with logic and facts. The common reply that everyone gets to hear is, you are entitled to your own opinion. This was not the case in our ancient Indian culture. If I am able to convince you with facts and logic, then you are supposed to convert to my thoughts, until you find something more better and advanced. A good example of that can be found in Adi Shankaracharya and Mandan Mishra's debate. Anyhow, today skepticism has taken over our society as well as our individual intellect. And then today there is also the philosophy of subjectivism, meaning there is no such thing as truth. Everything is subjective to individuals' emotions. So always remember there are three kinds of truth. There is my truth, there is your truth, and then there is the truth. Although it is very difficult for an individual to reach the truth, the path is not easy, but the idea is to be as much closer to the truth as possible. And most importantly, the truth has to be spoken as well as heard. Only then changes can be meaningful. But today, nobody is interested in truth. Everyone is interested in making the issue or situation more confused or complicated. In other words, muddy the waters. Because the truth can be bitter at times and someone might not like it. Today's society has become very sensitive and soft. People can't even take criticism. People are playing around with words just to feel good. Communication has become a lot filtered. Everyone is getting offended. And then there is also the philosophy of relativism. This is the most dangerous one because today majority of people don't appreciate objectivity in their life. They see objectivity as a binding factor because then if something goes wrong, then they can use the philosophy of relativism and shift the blame on something else. This is where justification and reasons begins. Everyone today has reasons and justification for not doing anything and not taking on responsibilities. So anyhow, these kind of Western philosophies and ideologies have actually emerged in the late 20th century. And these are also a good tools for creating differences in the society. And when you add monetary factor to the contents that promote these kind of philosophies and ideologies, then you incentivize the public, especially the youth, to shape their views based on what they see on social media. And after a while, even they start producing similar content. And that is how the ecosystem keeps going on. So contents related to these ideologies and philosophies are heavily promoted on Twitter, and not just Twitter, on other social media platforms as well. So freedom of speech means content related to the opposite side should also be given level playing field. After all, social media platforms are basically a medium, they are not a publishing house. So as a medium, they are not supposed to take sides. Unfortunately, that is not the case. Algorithms are created in such a way that it picks up certain words, certain texts, and automatically shadow bans them. Now, what is the ideology that sits at the opposite end of leftist ideology? It is the ideology of traditionalism, conservatism, which are often tagged as right-wing. But then what's wrong in that? There are many people who love to preserve their culture, conserve their energy, who are interested in furthering their higher values and purposes of life. In fact, why do you think today everybody is stressful? Why do you think everybody has mental problems? Because we are moving away from spirituality, higher values and purposes of life towards materialism and consumerism. There is a famous saying that I'm sure you must have heard it. We buy things we don't need with money we don't have to impress people we don't like. And that is how we get into debt. Anyhow, so even traditional philosophies are practiced in a modern way. Furthermore, Hindu scriptures like Vedas, Bhagavad Gita, these are ageless wisdom, although we do consider these scriptures as words spoken by God himself. It's all right if you don't believe in God or you have yet not understood this creation. No one is forcing you to believe it. But if you read these scriptures, you will notice that today you see all these self-help books, motivational books, articles, self-improvement, productivity hacks. If you look at the crux of these modern preaching, you can trace the roots to our ancient scriptures. But more often on social media, you will find that the modern Western philosophies and ideologies, in other words, the leftist ideologies, they are promoted heavily and many times they disrespect and misrepresent the feeling and beliefs of people from the other side and then promote the wrong ones with the help of computer-generated codes and algorithms so that a negative perception can be created among the masses. And I have personally noticed myself, and I'm sure many of you also believe this, Twitter shadow bans people. Not just Twitter, other social media platforms also do that, including this one. So the reason behind shadow ban is that whatever you put out, the content that you put out will have less impact. So people who do not subscribe to Western ideologies and philosophies, basically the ones who do not subscribe to leftist ideology are the ones who are shadow banned. They limit your engagement so that you don't have any impact. Read the terms and conditions of these social media platforms. They are so broad as well as abstract that tomorrow they can add anything and you will be censored. A good example is Twitter has banned Donald Trump, the former president of the United States. Although it does not really matter for a person like Donald Trump, but the point is, if Twitter can do that to the former president of the United States, then who are we? Today there is a war of narrative, and the owners of social media giants have the power to shift the narrative however they want. There is a movie called The Social Dilemma, watch that. It will tell you how the big technology companies manipulate and influence people's perception. If this thing continues, then you must understand that an entire generation will be brainwashed and will be totally cut off from their roots, culture, and subconsciously they will become biased. Today, the so-called modern liberal people, they don't even realize that even their thoughts are biased. Even those people who believe their religion is science, the so-called intellectual, even they don't realize that they are being biased. Life, world cannot be understood only through science. Science only does research. Basically, they research that which already exists. Apart from material science, you also need spiritual science to understand the subtle body. I'm not saying that the social media have to promote the other side. At least they should not be picking any side and just let it be. Let everything be available for exploration. But in reality, that is not happening. The social media giants are clearly biased towards the leftist Western philosophies and ideologies because that is what is advertisement friendly and that is where how they get to sell things and earn money. But anyhow, look at the tweet of Elon Musk. He wants Twitter to be politically neutral. I don't know whether that is even possible, but then he also gave further clarification. He said, free speech simply means that which matches the law. That means it again comes back to politics. There used to be a time in ancient India, a profound leadership quality used to be followed by the king, which can be read through a famous Sanskrit shlok. Yatha Raja Tatha Praja, meaning as the ruler does, so do the citizens of his country. But today, in a modern society, it is the opposite. Yatha Praja Tatha Raja. If the society is corrupt, that's the kind of ruler a society will get. So if you look at this tweet by Elon Musk, you will realize whatever the government decides for a country regarding free speech, that is what Elon will follow. If people want less free speech, they will have to ask government to pass laws. Now that is a smart way of putting everything on citizens. Depending on how the society is, that's what they will deserve. Again, we have to take this entire event with a pinch of salt. It's good to know that Elon Musk supports free speech and he's against censorship. But then he also has to play by the rules. And the rule of the land is made by the government. That means there will be element of politics. Don't expect Twitter to be free from politics. But then if he could remove those biased algorithms that shadow ban certain narratives, that will be something to start with. Because at the end of the day, as an individual, I am happy that someone sensible is going to run Twitter. Not because they will be on my side or they are going to promote my thoughts. As an individual, I will be happy that at least someone does not hate my view or tries to shadow ban me. The leftist ideology has enjoyed this biasness for too long. It's time to bring the social media platform right at the center, where it actually belongs. Of course, how things will turn out, only time will tell. But as of now, the intention of Elon Musk is good to start with.